Hey, it's Corey Coe from the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for checking out the Initials Game podcast. Versions 2 and 3 of Initials should be available on initialsgame.com starting in November. So for the perfect holiday gift for the Power Trip fan and your family, think Initials and initialsgame.com.
That's initialsgame.com.
It's time for Initials Game 378 on the Power Trip.
Stop featuring
AJ Sauce, Hawking Parrish.
How about Zach? Marnie going, all right, I'm going to Denver for a handful of days to see 21 Pilots. I think 3 times in 4 nights I've been there. I get it. So he does the opener for Initials Game 378. So he's got a little bit of like, all right, I'm going to work ahead. He knew you were playing. So he did 378, left you out.
Can we play the open again and then somebody add it on the end just for formality?
You do it for yourself. 378 on the Power Trip featuring AJ Sauce, Hawking Parrish.
And Barnes.
Nailed it.
Perfect.
We have played this game 377 times. I think Power Trip Initials tweeted out that it's about 30% of the time has been 5 players or more.
Okay.
It's not super rare, right? So why not just make it a standard and it's more fun, right? So sure. Is it going to be hard now to get 9 like Sauce and AJ have with
not
5 players? Yeah, maybe.
Nope.
It's not impossible. I think it's almost as likely because you need a handful of people to fall asleep at the wheel to get 9 anyway. Why not have it be 4 other people?
The last time I played was in Vegas when my mind was completely locked up. The initials were CR. You basically said, this is a country and Central America, and the first word is Costa.
And I could not get Costa Rica,
and Dov was screwing with me and drawing pictures.
Yeah, Dov's
you were
because live audience, right? So the pressure was on.
I was locked up.
All of us were shook because Carl had just won $31,500.
Yes. What a moment!
So we were all a little
never
bit
forget
off.
Didn't Paris sleep through that?
He did. Yes. We play initials every Friday, and the all-time leader in wins is AJ Mansoor with 134.
Thanks, Corey. If I win today, Cultivated CBD and CultivatedCBD.com. We're going to give you 20% off all CBD products through Sunday using the promo code initials. Even if I don't win, it's 10% off. Promo code goes to KFAN, and you can get free delivery to your door, CultivatedCBD.com.
If you don't sleep well, please try Cultivated CBD.
Oh, man. Yes. Yes.
Saw second all-time in victories with 120. Man. You are the all-time points leader with 1,269. If Zach was here,
nice.
That's very good. That's a pretty good impression.
That's how Zach says it.
If I win today, it'll spin. The Play 20, Get 20 deal is on at Mystic Lake and Little Six. Join Club M and get $20 in free slot play when you play 20 in slots. Listen for the Play 20, Get 20 keyword if I win. Details at mysticlake.com.
Chris won last week with 6 points. That was win number 75. Chris, you're also sneaking up on 1,000 points. You have 986.
That's right, tickler.
Almost there. Wait, now I'm the tickler?
I thought I was tickler.
No, I get to be.
I want to be the tickler.
Here's the thing. Radco's had my back for a long time. And last week, I got you paid. But if you didn't take advantage of it, I'm going to do it again today. Because if I win, you go online or in-store 10% off all weekend long on your order at radco.com and in-store at one of the 5 area locations. Everything but toppers. Let's do this.
Mark Parrish, 27 career victories, 580 career points. Hi, Mark.
Hi, let's go. Good guys, or good people now with Marty. We're good people.
Good people.
Hey, Marnes.
So Marnes is on our side.
Marnes, you have won once.
No.
Marnes, that technically ties you up for eighth time in victories.
Yeah,
eight.
Yeah. And if I win today, we party.
We're going to get you a sponsor.
Wow.
You are tied for ninth all-time in points with 19. You are tied with Carly Zucker.
That's my girl.
Nordo's in eighth with 29, so you're 10 behind him. Point today puts you all alone in ninth. I'll do it.
Yes, that's where we're headed.
Here
we go.
Where we're headed... is initialsgame.com in about a month when versions 2 and 3 hit it.
Is that right?
Yeah, initialsgame.com. You can still buy version 1 right now, but version 2 and 3 will be available in, like, I don't know, a month and a half.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Before we play the game, though, as we've done 377 previous times, we have to potentially give away
$4,500.
Now it's time for the St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials Jackpot.
The St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials Jackpot, currently $4,500. Hey, are you looking to buy a new car or save money on your current car loan rate with St. Paul Federal Credit Union? Now offering car loan rates as low as 1.89%. Apply today, stpaulfcu.org/KFAN. federally insured by the NCUA.
All right, it is up $500 every week. It is up to $4,500. If you get one of the two initials in the right spot, you still win $250 thanks to St. Paul Federal Credit Union. Right, both of them in the right spots wins you $4,500. Christopher, random caller, go for it. Here we go. What is your name and where are you from?
Jesse from Hamel.
Hi, Jesse.
What up, Jesse?
Hey, Jesse. Hey,
man.
Welcome aboard.
What's happening?
Jesse, you got a shot at $4,500. The last time Marnie played, somebody won. Carl did. And we asked Carl, hey, what would you do if you won the money? And then it happened. So what would you do if you won $4,500?
I'd buy a sweet beach house.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Take it to the limit, right, Jesse? All right. Take a shot at it. $4,500 on the line. What do you want?
Come on, Jesse.
All right, guys. We're going after the name of my boat.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys ready for it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The fillet show. Like fish fillet?
Yeah, of course.
And a show?
The fillet show.
Yeah, nobody's fingers are close to the button, dumb button.
That's really good.
That's clever.
That is.
You're a modern day
star guy. So let's make this official. The initials are what?
B.J.
Oh. Oh,
no, he's going, going the other way.
Are you, genius!
Are you drinking?
Wow, you're better than everybody.
All right, he goes with BJ.
All right, here we go.
Does Jesse have at least
got one?
Slow down, psycho. Does Jesse have at least one right for $250 and a shot at $4,500 with the initials BJ? Jesse, before we go, I gulped a little bit. Jesse, what's your last name?
What's that?
What's your last name?
Van House.
Okay, with a V?
Yeah.
All right. Because I thought we had another, if you would have guessed your own initial situation, because J is the first letter, so I thought maybe you were going that way. Sorry, Jesse, though, BJ is incorrect. I thought he could have gone Carl on it and just guessed his own initials. The initials for game 378, the J would have gotten paid. We're going JD.
Oh, I knew it.
What if his initials were JD and he did it again and Marnie was the magic elixir again? And we learned just always guess your own initials. Again, if he would have guessed his
initials. What if his
initials
were FS and it was his boat?
Fair.
Man, that guy was hilarious.
But if he guesses his own initials today, the guy wins $250.
All right.
Would have got him one. Here we go. Marnes, let's do this.
Here we go.
JD are the initials. Here's JD, number one.
Clue number one.
Died in a home explosion in 1994.
Clue number two.
Has been seen in a newsroom.
Mark.
Yeah?
Jeff Daniels.
Yep, that's it.
That's right.
Nice job. Okay. Okay.
That's how the good guys do it.
Nice job, Perry.
Thank you. Home explosion was what movie?
Speed.
Speed, that is correct. Mm. He died in a bomb in Speed in 1994. Jeff Daniels gets a parish on the board. Here's number two of JD.
Clue number one.
Connected to a plaque in Pacific Grove, California.
Hmm. Clue number two.
Briefly lived in Edina, Minnesota.
Clue number three.
Was born Henry Duschendorf Jr.
Really?
We're going to go like Duschendorf? Duschendorf? I don't know how to say it. Duschendorf's funnier.
Clue number four.
Appeared on The Muppet Show.
Clue number five.
Was famously mentioned in Dumb and Dumber.
Paul.
Marnes.
Paul was first.
John Denver.
That's right.
Oh. That John Denver is full of bleep.
His what a great name scene.
D E U T S.
You and him share the same last name?
H E N D O R F. He married a gal that lived apparently from Minnesota, so he lived here for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, something like that.
Our Taylor played in a band with him, dude.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Who did?
Our Taylor down at the place we get our clothes from.
Get out of here.
Oh, John Denver?
Yeah.
Did he really?
He did, yeah.
Parrish has one. Sauce has one. Here's number three of JD.
Clue number one.
This is a placeholder.
Clue number two.
Appeared in 1995's Seven.
Clue number three.
Originated in the Middle Ages.
Clue number four.
This is sometimes connected to a corpse.
Clue number five.
This is commonly used law enforcement terminology.
Yep. John Doe.
That's right.
Oh, Good one, Hawk.
Crud. John Doe. Played by?
Wayne.
In 1995, Seven was played by?
The guy that got...
Duschendorf.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. Yeah. Exactly. Parrish with one. Woo! Hawk with one.
That'll be Hawk.
One.
Here we go.
Come on now. Come on, good guys.
Marnes, you're doing right.
Yeah.
You're doing fine.
Hey, Marnes.
I'm Marnes.
Good people. Yep.
Here is number four of JD.
Clue number one.
Born in the 1980s.
Clue number two.
Went to Auburn.
Clue number three.
Made his professional debut, in a sense, in California in 2010.
Clue number four.
Is a three-time All-Star.
Marnie.
Okay.
Josh Donaldson.
That's right.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah, people!
Josh
Good
Donaldson.
Good people!
I thought that the whole time, but I thought
Good
he...
Good fellas!
Okay. I thought he debuted later than that. Man, that was good, Marge.
Yeah, Marge, you're the best in the world.
No, you're not that great.
We got a four-way tie. Everybody but AJ here Good is people. Number yeah! five of JD.
Clue number one.
Over 20 years old.
Clue number two.
Connected to Xander Kelly.
Clue number three.
The top of his skull never fully formed.
Mark.
Yeah.
Joe Dirtie.
That's right.
I'll count that.
Yeah, nice
you
job.
You were going for the joke. That's fine.
Yeah.
Nice Joe job,
Dirt.
Perry. Yeah,
Joe Dirt. No one likes you. He was going for the joke. I'm going to count that.
Joe Dirtie.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. Right. Makes it sound okay. Cool.
The reference from the movie.
Have you met David Spade, Perry?
No. I would love to, though, because I love that movie.
Joe
That's
Dirt.
A great movie, dude.
Never seen
Look
it.
Look at you. Look at you, good guy. Good fella, good person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good fella. Good people. Good person. Whatever it was. What are we going to sign on? Marnie, you're screwing us all up.
Parrish.
Oh.
Don't blame Marnie.
Okay, we love you, Marnie.
That's the only mean thing Parrish ever said. Nice teeth.
Parrish takes the lead. Parrish has two Hawk socks and Marnie with one each. AJ yet to score, but there's seven left. Here's number six of JD.
Clue number one.
Connected to three wise men.
Paul.
Go for it.
Jack Daniels.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a drink. Hey. It's Jack Daniels.
Sauce, Jose, you rang in a second before
it's
I did.
Jack Daniels.
Jose Cuervo.
No, Jose Cuervo is three Jose? Wise men on a... Jose Cuervo is three wise men on a horse. It's Jack Daniels, Jimmy, or Johnny Walker.
Jim Beam.
Jim Beam. Yeah. Jeez. Sean Bear drinks that.
My God.
Oh, great.
Maybe there was a time I might have.
Well, no.
Yep. I thought I could sneak that one by. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, there was no way that was
going to
buy me.
Come on, Sauce has two. Parrish has two. Hawk and Marnes with one each. Here's number seven of JD.
Clue number one.
Referenced in a 1999 Kenny Chesney song.
Clue number two.
This was mentioned in a hot tub in a 1994 comedy.
Clue number three.
Debuted in 1837.
Marnes.
Dang, yeah.
John Deere.
That's right.
Oh, Marnes.
Look at Marnes.
Look at Marnes.
Marnes on Fridays.
Nice job, Marnes.
It's John Deere Green.
Out of way.
Crap.
On a hot summer. All
you guys remember the hot tub reference?
No.
No.
Yeah, she wrote me a John Deere letter.
Yeah, it's Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. When they start with a Deere John letter, he calls it a John Deere.
Genius.
We got a three-way tie. Marnes, Parrish, and Sauce each have two.
Oh, Marnes!
Hawk has one. AJ yet to score. Here's number eight. Number eight of JD.
Clue number one.
Former poker player.
Clue number two.
Former artist.
Clue number three.
Born near Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
AJ.
Oh. Okay.
James Dean.
AJ, out for the rest of number eight.
Clue number four.
Famously connected, or in a sense not connected, to a large piece of carved oak paneling.
Clue number five.
Died in 1912.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot.
Hawk.
John Dillinger?
Yep.
Oh! Out for the rest of eight. We're down to Sauce, Marnes, and Parrish.
Okay.
Wow.
Clue number six.
He fell in love with Rose before dying.
Ball. Oh.
Five.
My dang.
Four.
It.
Three.
I don't remember that you remember.
Two. One.
Jack Dawson. Nope.
Oh!
That was before the buzzer.
Oh!
Wow.
That is his last second.
Dude,
as I spit all over the place back here.
The last tenth of a second. I was just about to hit the freaking
button.
Wow,
that is his last second as a
Jack Dawson is right. Leo's character from Titanic is Jack Dawson.
Wow. Yeah! Let's go!
On that one. Did you have that?
I kept
yes.
All I kept saying in my head was
I had that
Jack
wrapped up
Rose,
in my head.
Jack Rose.
Yeah, Jack, Rose, Rose.
I thought I had
the
that
Dawson
one.
Part, though.
I was
Dawson.
Ready to spit it out and then Sauce did someone. Well done, Saucy.
All right, Sauce has on, three with
wow,
Jack Dawson.
Sauce. All right, good people, let's go.
We're
good humans.
Hawk has one. AJ, shut out through eight.
Yeah, Marnie's McGriff tonight.
Yeah, that's why we brought her back.
I've heard that before.
Here is number nine of JD.
Clue number one.
Kramer claimed to have seen him in a Dinky Donuts.
Clue number two.
Connected to the number 56.
Paul.
Okay.
Joe DiMaggio.
That's right.
Wow.
Here we go. Okay, that'll do it.
56 straight.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, Marnes.
Yep.
Kneecap him.
Oof. AJ, mathematically out already. Mm. Hawk, you're not mathematically out. You got the last three last week.
All right,
Marnes,
come on here. Here we go, Marnes.
Sauce has a two-point lead with three to go. So, Sauce, if you get any of the remaining three, you are the winner. Wow. Sauce going for the win. Here's number 10 of J.D.
Goodness.
Clue number one.
Debuted April 12th, 1995.
Clue number two.
Does include payment.
Clue number three.
This features a selection process.
Paul.
For the win.
Jury duty.
That's right.
I was way overthinking that.
Dominant today.
I was way overthinking.
That's the first one I wrote down, too.
Jury duty?
Golly, yeah. I was waiting for it.
First one I wrote down was Jack Daniels. Shocker.
You're going to pull a hammer.
Sauce wins, but there's two to go just for fun. Holy cow.
High leg kicks like he's in the Rockettes.
Yeah.
All right, Marnes, just
run
up the score, though.
That's the lowest high leg kick I've ever seen.
Hey, go see Hockey Sock.
Go east.
Just for size, number 11 of JD.
Clue number one.
Was in the Oval Office April 23rd, 2019.
Paul. AJ. Crap.
Jeez. Paul.
John Daly.
AJ.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
That is a great guess.
Both of you, though, are out. We're down to Marnes, Parrish, and Hockey.
Right? That
Clue
makes sense.
Number
I've
two.
That,
yeah,
Veep.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Born in St. Louis, Missouri in 1976.
Clue number three.
Connected to a digital payment service.
Damn it.
Clue number four.
Has a four-letter handle on social media.
Clue number five.
He is a billionaire. Final clue.
Clue number six.
He is the co-founder of Square and Twitter.
Yeah.
Five.
Hawk.
Yep.
Is it Jack Dorsey?
That's right.
Nice job.
Jack Dorsey. I didn't have the slightest idea.
Hawk, you were all alone on that one, buddy. Attaboy, Hawk.
I did not have that.
News no one cares about.
Yeah.
My friend Eric Setterholm has had dinner with Jack Dorsey.
That's cool.
That is the definition of a
but
new...
But that's
new,
cool.
That is cool, but that added nothing to the show.
Yeah, that's why you have no friends.
He's right. You have no friends, but that's not
why.
Because you add nothing to the show, I have
what?
No friends.
I do the sports. Okay.
You should have said that before the game, Corey.
I hope you get kicked by a, well, by a ram.
If I,
in
stand,
the nuts.
If I stand on this table, it's not going to be you. You can't get
you
up
can,
here.
Corey, he can kick you in the shoelaces. He could.
Yeah, my shins are going to be very sore. Shins.
Oh, I thought you were talking to Dwight.
All right.
I've had too much coffee.
When was the last time AJ was shut out? Going for a shutout here. Number 12 of JD.
Clue number one.
Featured on an episode of the Netflix series Dark Tourist.
I've never heard of that show.
Clue number two.
Featured on Devil's Night, a 2015 episode of American Horror Story.
Paul.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's right. Wow. Jeff Dahmer.
Oh,
man. You got six.
I should have got Jack Dorsey. Did I tell you my friend had dinner with him?
Yep.
Well, wow. That is cool.
It is.
So cool.
What kind of music want there, buddy boy?
Rise. Duh.
This is my favorite part of the entire show every Friday. When he forgets that he has to read.
Right. What happens
he
now?
Scrambles I don't win a lot. Hold on.
Okay, wait, wait.
Thank you to Mystic. A consolation prize to losing.
I won. I won. So the Play 20 Get 20 deal is on. Head to Mystic Lake or Little Six from noon to 6 p.m. today and mention the initial or the keyword initials at Club M. You'll get $20 in free slot play. When you play $20 in free slots, offer valid today only for new Club M members. Details at MysticLake.com. And thank you to Mystic. This is my last week of Mystic, and I really appreciate everything you've done.
Thanks, guys.
Mystic. Yeah, thanks, Mystic.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And
speaking of that, by the way.
Yeah.
Saucy, I guess. I don't know, but Parrish for sure. And Marnes, if you want to sponsor some of your initials, reach out to Lil B. She'll take care of you.
No, she died this morning.
Never mind then, I guess.
I'll take any cigar place, hunting place, and maybe a dentist.
Oh,
you say hunting place?
He said a nut place, I think is what he said.
Hunting. Cabela's.
Hockey sister doesn't have the money to. I'm done talking.
Yeah.
It's Friday, Sauce. You won. You're allowed to.
Hey, at least your buddy had dinner with Jack Dorsey.
Yeah, at least I have buddies.
Yeah, well, at least I can kick, stretch, and kick. Right, Marnes?
I'm 50.
And I am too.
One final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show with Mark Parrish, Marnie Gellner, and the rest of us idiots. I'm the fan after this.
Hey, it's Corey Coe from the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for checking out the Initials Game podcast. Versions 2 and 3 of Initials should be available on initialsgame.com starting in November. So for the perfect holiday gift for the Power Trip fan and your family, think Initials and initialsgame.com.
That's initialsgame.com.